If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Extremely Local News is sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. John Hansen is the host and executive producer of It's All Good, a Block Club Chicago podcast. And good morning to you, John. Let's start with this. Free pizza. Now we've got everybody's attention.
I knew you'd want to start with this story, Bob, and it has nothing to do with the fact that the White Sox are a tie-in here, I'm sure. This is a Southside pizza joint that's been open a couple years, and in fact, it was opened by a guy named Mario Scalise, and he actually covered the White Sox as a journalist for a couple years and said it made him so miserable he wanted to open a restaurant instead. He opened up a pizza shop called Sticks and Bricks Wood Fired. It's just two blocks north of the ballpark on 33rd Street. And he announced a couple weeks ago that if the White Sox ended up losing 100 games, he would give away 100 pizzas. And of course, that happened. He only regrets that he didn't say 101, which was their ultimate number. And today is the day. So you can pre-order on the Sticks, STIX, and Bricks website. And then the shop is open from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m.
Sticks and Bricks, STIX.
B-R-I-X.
And then B-R-I-X. Okay. They're probably all out by now.
Yeah, and he also said he's like, he feels like it should be the White Sox paying for it, not necessarily out of his own pocket.
Yeah,
but
no kidding.
He'll fight that another day.
And then you're going to tell us how you can have some malort with your pizza.
Yeah, right, exactly. This is out of the West Loop, and I think everyone's pretty familiar with malort. I know Lisa Dent in her show has covered it. I think Kevin Powell did a live shot of it on air, if I'm not mistaken.
Of course he did.
One point. Yeah, of course. Malort is that Chicago drink that we often play a prank on visitors by saying, hey, take a shot of this Chicago staple and it tastes like gasoline. I've never minded it all that much. But anyways, it's going to be pumpkin spice malort, because why not, Bob? Everything else is pumpkin spice these days. Now through the entire month of October at CH Distillery, which is at 564 West Randolph, you can have some pumpkin spice malort. A shot of it will take you down $8 and maybe take you to the ground, too. There is a good cause here. It benefits Punk Rock Saves Lives, which is a nonprofit that promotes punk rock events that focus on wellness and equality. And I feel like punk rock just goes with pumpkin spice malort, Bob.
I guess so, yeah. Details at blockclubchicago.org. Tell us about the Block Club investigation into the CTA executives, or some of them, anyway.
Yeah, our fairly new team called The Watch at Block Club Chicago is our investigative team, and they've been plugging away at this story about the CTA. Look, we've been talking about ghost buses, those buses that don't arrive in time. We've all been talking on WGN about safety on the CTA, right? This has been a huge issue, really, through the pandemic and since. And Block Club investigation revealed that the president of the CTA, Dorval Carter, his salary has climbed more than 60% in 8 years, every couple of months, every 6 months, in fact. He gets tens of thousands of dollars in raises. His salary now is $376,000 a year. The CTA will point out that that's fairly in line with what agencies in New York and metro agencies make in other big cities, but it's way more than the mayor makes and way more than other folks make. And the story's not just about how much Dorval Carter makes. It's that the board that oversees the CTA doesn't have, they have oversight over him, but there's not a lot of accountability. There's a lot of pats on the back during these meetings. When our reporters went back and looked at all these public meetings over the past couple years, and while the outcry is huge against what the CTA has been doing, it's just been mainly pats on the back for the president. So Block Club did a deep dive into why there isn't a little bit more accountability and at least holding someone's feet to the fire when the CTA isn't running the way we all think it should.
And the president keeps getting more money, doesn't he?
Yeah, $376,000 is now a salary. I'll never fault someone for making money, but that's a 60% raise since he was hired by Rahm Emanuel 8 years ago. And I don't think many people out there have gotten a 60% raise over that time.
No. Finally, big doing Saturday in Bronzeville at the Ida B. Wells homes. What's going on there?
Yeah, this is a great event. Ida B. Wells, of course, got the old Congress Street named, parkway named after in 2018. A lot of effort to reintroduce Ida B. Wells maybe to people that hadn't heard of the pioneering journalist and suffragette who was born a slave and eventually made her way to Chicago as an important figure. And she's had this marker on this rock for a long time where people could congregate near 37th and MLK Drive. And this Saturday, they're turning it into a garden. Attendees are going to plant seeds in the garden. Community volunteers will be there. There'll be speeches as well. It's from 10 a.m. to 11:45 p.m. Saturday. And I think it's just one more great way to recognize a legend in Chicago's history.
John Hansen, thank you. And you have the honor of being preempted by Hampton OB tonight at 6.
It's a great honor. I love to serve. And go Hawks tonight.
Take care, John. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.